I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Tenzin Gyalma Locho Rinpoche. Tenzin Jampa Tetchok. Max Halperin. Anthony Masha. Larry Middleton. And Candace the dog. Job search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matic, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kelpje Lama Zolpa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chuky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Ahmed Alcazar, Mrs. Askew, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Susie Tucker, John Carroll, Julie Castillo, Diana Dietzer Chusano and her family, children, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Joy Gooch, Mildred Gooch, Drew Granger, Tracy Haas Thompson, Annie Hassel, Kathy Hayashi, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Karina Lilligan family, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, Tom Lynch, R.M., Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Anna Pozo, Deontha Rao and Rivers, Evan Myrtle and family, William Oliver, Jay Pondia, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Ken Roman, Eileen Rubin and family, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Lori and Freddie Todd, Lopsam Topten, Bob Utzman, Josh Vernon, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams Jr., Shea Wukowiki, Carmen the dog, George and Cadre the pigs, Luna the turtle, and Mikey the doll.
And
yay!
Who came and helped make that altar, and Sarah for checking it out and making sure we added light, because I had completely blown. Okay, I completely blown the light part.
So
okay, so
yeah, and all the people who came for precepts.
Wow. Lots of goodies for everybody to enjoy for everyone.
Yeah. And we just did, about a million prostrations just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 300
now. We burned a million calories?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. More people to earn merit. So we thank our sponsor today, Sandy Mitchell. And may all her wishes come true. May she and her family and loved ones receive many, many blessings. So I think I have a little excerpt.
Wow, what an auspicious event to bring the baby to.
So Lobab Duchen marks the anniversary of the Buddha's descent from the heavenly realm to the earth. It's on this day that Buddha Shakyamuni descended to the heaven of 33 Triastrimsa in order to give teachings to benefit the gods in the desire realms and to repay the kindness of his mother by liberating her from samsara. This is considered to be one of the great deeds of the Buddha among 8 great deeds. It is part of the Buddhist tradition to engage in virtuous activities and prayer on this day. Okay, so.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. All those candles. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so all these pages are marked, so that if you have an instrument, then you do it where it says all music, and also if you have a bell, you can play with a bell. Okay. All right, so let's start with the. Taking refuge in a second, and joy comes back. Okay, so taking refuge, and we say this three times. To you who are the essence of the body, speech, mind, and all qualities and actions of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, the source of the 84,000 sections of the Dharma, lords of all the Arya Sangha, the glorious, holy, kind, root, and lineage gurus, I go for refuge. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go refuge to the Dharma. I go refuge to the Sangha. To you who are of the essence of the body, speech, mind, and all qualities and actions of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, the source of the 84,000 sections of the doctrine, lords of all the Arya Sangha, the glorious, holy, kind, root, and lineage gurus, I go for refuge. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go refuge to the Sangha. To you who are of the essence of the body, speech, mind, and all qualities and actions of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, the source of the 84,000 sections of the doctrine, lords of all the Arya Sangha, the glorious, holy, kind, root, and lineage gurus, I go for refuge. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go for refuge to the Sangha. I must make all these sentient beings, my mothers, have happiness and its cause. I must make them free from suffering and its cause. Therefore, I must at all costs quickly win unsurpassable Buddhahood. Okay, so here's a visualization. So if you just relax and just listen. By the power of the truth of the three jewels, of the inspiration of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the pure and inconceivable Dharma Dhatu, that this place where the deity host of the peerless king of the Shakyas and their entourage are to be invoked become a perfectly pure Buddha land, created through the previous special vows of the teacher, the king of sages, with qualities of splendor like those of Lord Amitabha's land. Let its ground be of the nature of manifold jewels, as even as the palm of the hand, broad and spacious, soft and pleasant to touch, immaculate, bright, spread with manifold heavenly flowers, with the sweet fragrance of snake's heart sandalwood. Their borders built of jewel tiles, their banks strewn with the powder of gold, silver, and pearls, covered with graceful swaying utpatalas, kumudas, and lotuses, and adorned with various water birds, sweetly calling and joyfully soaring and hovering. Let lakes, ponds, and pools with the eight properties make it beautiful. Let wish-granting jewels, trees of jewels bending and swaying beneath celestial gems, garlands of pearls, pendant jewels, nodding blossoms, and beautifully formed fruit with sounds of true Dharma coming from the ringing of little golden bells, stand everywhere and adorn it well. Let the perfect ground appear. Now we continue with the visualization. In its center, let there be a palace arrayed with the seven precious things, most brilliant, emitting powerful beams of light that completely fill measureless worlds of limitless extent, containing infinite different well-proportioned dwellings of the sphere of those who have completely transcended the three realms, arisen from the superior roots of virtue of those who have transcended the world, marked by utterly pure and dominating knowledge, the abode of Tathagatas, with a community of Bodhisattvas, frequented by infinite gods, Nagas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Asuras, Garudas, Kinaras, great serpent demons, human beings, and spirits. Fixed in joy in the taste of Dharma and great bliss, causing all the goals of every sentient being to be attained, free of every stain of harmful defilement, bereft of all maras, a place of the manifestation of Tathagatas, excelling the manifestation of all things, a vehicle of detachment from samsara through mindfulness, wisdom, and great realization, and of quietude and insight, entered by the doors of deliverance, emptiness, signlessness, and wishlessness, resting on an array of kings of jewel lotuses adorned with infant qualities. Let the great palace appear. In its center, let there be gathered a lotus seat on a precious lion throne for the peerless teacher, the king of sages, and seats for all the rest of the Tathagatas of the 10 directions and the Bodhisattvas here and Pratyeka Aryas and their attendants. These places are in accordance with the special vows and the might of each Arya, all beautiful. Let them appear. Everywhere outside and in accordance with their high status, let it be entirely filled with manifold, excellent, perfect requisites of gods and human beings, such as foodstuffs, clothing, ornaments, and music, as described in the Sutra of the Three Heaps and the vow of the conduct of Bhadra, in whole oceans of clouds of offerings, and let it be adorned with ornaments. So let's repeat this three times. Let all the Aryas take their seats, transform these offerings into suchness, accept them and adorn them. Let all the Aryas take their seats, transform these offerings into suchness, accept them and enjoy them. Let all the Aryas take their seats, transform these offerings into suchness, and accept them and enjoy them. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadanaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Kramana Vajra Sawakawa Awarana Vishodana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadanaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Kramana Vajra Avakawa Avarano Vishoda Posa Om Namo Bhagavate Vatasara Pramadana Ye Tathagataya Arahati Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Kamana Vajra Sarakawa Anavishodana Vajra Soha. By the power of the truth of the three jewels, of the aspiration of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the pure and inconceivable Dharma Dhatu, may these offerings become suchness. By the power of truth of the three jewels, of the inspiration of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the pure and inconceivable Dharma Dhatu, may these offerings become suchness. By the power of the truth of the three jewels, of the inspiration of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the pure and inconceivable Dharma too, may these offerings become suchness. Lord bestowing every perfection, Tathagata Arhant, complete and perfect Buddha, Matthias, King of the Shakyas, and the rest of the conquerors of the 10 directions, with your assemblies of children and disciples and the protectors of your doctrine, please pay attention to us donors. Now you, our teacher, Lord Shakyamuni Buddha, have because of your disciples manifested the passing into nirvana in this earth, but in other worlds, in various Tathagata's transformations, you remain benefiting migrating beings. Out of your great compassion that looked upon all sentient beings six times each day and night, and great compassion for us unruly, intractable sentient beings of the age of conflict, when the lifespan is 100 years, who were previously abandoned and forsaken by all the other bodhisattvas, Jyotipala and the rest, that were to attain enlightenment in this fortunate eon, left behind without protector, refuge or friend in the waves of becoming and the machinery of samsara, sentient beings who are the vessel of every kind of sufferings, you adopted us. 500 great vows on top of the previous special vows you had pronounced, and have kept to us, your subject disciples, included among those you accepted as your emblem, and a mere remnant of the recipients of your kindness, so as to ripen and liberate us migrating beings of when the five degeneracies grow, will you please come, invited as a protector and friend, enter these palace grounds with their collection of offerings, and consent to join the great assembly and exert your supernatural power. Other Buddhas of this fortunate eon, the succession of seven Sugatas, and other Buddha Bhagavans dwelling in the 10 directions in the three times, so as to ripen and liberate us migrating beings of when the five degeneracies grow, will you please come, invited as a protector and friend, enter these palace grounds with their collection of offerings, and consent to join the great assembly and exert your supernatural power. Your whole assembly of bodhisattvas, the eight great sons and others, so as to ripen and liberate us migrating beings of when the five degeneracies grow, Will you please come, invited as protectors and friends, enter these palace grounds with their collection of offerings, and consent to join the great assembly and exert your supernatural power. You great disciples, the excellent pair, Kashyapa, the 16 elders and others, and the whole assembly of Hira and Pratyeka Aryas, so as to ripen and liberate us migrating beings of when the five degeneracies grow, will you please come, invited as protectors and friends, enter these palace grounds with their collection of offerings to join the great assembly and exert your supernatural power. All you protectors of the Dharma, the Aryas who once promised to protect the doctrine and the four classes of followers, so as to ripen and liberate us migrating beings of when the five degeneracies grow, will you please come, invited as a protector and friends, enter these palace grounds with their collection of offerings, and consent to join the great assembly and exert your supernatural power. Protector of all beings without exception, Ennis, subduer of Mara's tribe and forces, Deity, perfect knower of all things, pure one in attendance, please come here. Ma lu sen chen kun gi gong yu ching, du de pun che mi sa don za la, no na ma lu yang da ken gyu pe, yong da ko dan cha te shek su so. Okay, here's another visualization. In the center of the palace, upon a tall, wide, precious throne, supported by eight great lions, is a universal lotus seat. On this sits one who is in essence my kind root guru, but in aspect the conqueror Shakyamuni, his body the color of refined gold. He has an Anushnisa on top of his head, and is one-faced and two-armed, his right hand touching the earth, his left in contemplation mudra, holding an alms bowl full of nectar. He is wearing three beautiful robes, dull red in color. His head is beautifully adorned with a crown of the five families of Tathagatas, made of gold, with the silk ribbons of a hero, studded with all kinds of jewels. Adorned with the marks and signs, and of the nature of bright, clear light, he sits amid a mass of light produced from his body, with his two legs in the Vajra cross-legged position. To right and left of his throne stand the two Aryas, Shariputra and Maha Madgalyayana, in attitudes of showing respect to the teacher. Around sit the glorious holy root and lineage gurus, and the innumerable Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the ten directions, here and Pratyeka Aryas and their attendants, each on their own seat. So let's just read the seven limbs. Thinking with wisdom and love of beings like space, you finish his two collections in three countless eons. Glory of Saha Universe, Supreme Guide, Chief of the Shakyas, homage to you. To beings of times of decline, you have more compassion than all other infinite conquerors and their children. To you, O Matchless Teacher, King of the Shakyas, with great respect, with my three doors, I pay homage. Unable to bear beings' torments with your compassion, you arouse the thought, I'll free all beings from the sea of becoming, and during countless eons practice biblical conduct, homage to you. Once, Lord, when you took birth as a Brahmin, not bearing compassion the misery of a tigress and her cubs, you gave your body, healer of affliction, homage to you. Once, when as King Sivi you were born, without regret you gave away all you owned, to a blind Brahmin both your eyes you gave, you who made the blind see, homage to you. Once, when you were king of Kosala, recalling your previous life, you said, behold, this fast result of giving but some sour gruel, teaching people true Dharma, homage to you. When you were the merchant heroic in giving, Mara, unable to bear it, created a fire pit. Courageously you crossed the pit of fire and made offering to an Arya, homage to you. When you were the merchant Avisaya, the gods to test you made all goods disappear, but cutting grass and selling it with its price, you still sustain the needy, homage to you. When born as a master hare, you taught your followers Dharma, and to feed a hungry Brahmin, leapt in a fire yourself, then Indra took you and showed to all this marvel, homage to you. Born as a Brahmin, living in forest austerities, though for 3 days a god took your austere food, still you gave without regret or attachment, living on joy of samadhi, homage to you. Born King Maitribala, with love you looked after all beings, with your own flesh and blood you fed five yakshas, saying, when I am Buddha, I shall give you nectar, homage to you. Born as Prince Visvantara, you gave all you cherished away, including your wealth, elephant son and daughter. By fearless giving, you made all beings happy. Homage to you. Once born as a righteous king, you saved the lives of countless animals, not allowing their sacrifice. All your people you fixed in the law of 10 virtues, perfect in generosity, homage to you. When born as king of the gods amidst a battle with the Asuras, you caught sight of a bird's nest and saved the young bird's life, disregarding your own. Keeper of morality, homage to you. When you were born a Brahmin, your master told you Brahmins in distress were allowed to steal, but you replied that stealing was improper. Perfect immorality, homage to you. When you were king of the sea beasts, your minister offered you lovely Uma Dayanti, but you said, though it cost my life, I'll not commit adultery. Keeper of pure morality, homage to you. When you were a great sea pilot, by true factual words, you overcame the ocean's abyss and satisfied all desired with manifold jewels, Suparaga, good crossing, homage to you. When you were king of fishes and little fish were harmed by the lakes drying up and various birds, you saved them by true words that made it rain, skillful, compassionate one, homage to you. When you were a quail, a forest fire encircled you, but by speaking true words, you turned it back, saved countless beings' lives and made them happy. You with the strength of truth, homage to you. Once when you were Chakra, king of the gods, seeing a king and his court undone by liquor, you taught them by skill, transformation, and set them in virtue, matches best guide of beings, homage to you. Once, Lord, when you were born a wealthy Kshatriya, urged by detachment perceiving the faults of desire, you abandoned all enjoyments of samsara and took the pure going forth, homage to you. Born into an illustrious Brahmin line, you abandoned all wealth to meditate in the wild, made bad conditions the past, gave up thought of harming, and taught your companions the Dharma, homage to you. Once when you were a treasure to a king, when you heard your virtues proclaimed by others, you gave up this life and joyfully went forth, perfect morality, homage to you. Born a Brahmin, you left home and went forth, known as Kudabodhi, slighted by a king, you angered not, but welcomed him patiently and taught him, homage to you. When born the king of geese, those caught in a snare, you had no fear nor wrath, but with skill and courage, for King Brahmadatta and his attendants, you turned the wheel of Dharma, homage to you. When you were the wanderer Mahabodhi, many abused you, but you showed patience, not wrath, and to the king and his court who held wrong views, showed the true way things are, homage to you. When born as an ape, you carried up on your back a man fallen over a precipice. When this wicked man returned harmful kindness, you were a patient, outstandingly helpful rescuer, homage to you. When you were born through compassion, a Saraba beast, the king attacking you fell into a chasm, but mounting him on your body, you lifted him out. So, friender of migrators, homage to you. When born as a Ruru deer through your compassion, you saved an exhausted man swept away by a river, bore his betrayal and turned the wheel of Dharma for the king and his retinue, homage to you. When you were a chief of monkeys and an army assailed your monkey tribe, in your compassion you made your body a bridge and saved the tribe, astonishing great being, homage to you. When you were the ascetic Santivadim, though a king had a body cut in pieces, wrath in him, once more in your compassion, you paid good for injury, homage to you. Born as the lord of Brahma gods in compassion, you taught Anagadina, a holder of evil views, the deep law of cause and effects dependent arising, you beneficial in all ways, homage to you. Born as elephant in dreadful wild, in mercy not bearing the plight of 700 people a king had banished, you gave up your body to feed them, perfect in patience, homage to you. When you were a Sutasoma, because of your teachings, Kalmasapada freed those he held captive. You practiced and explained in all its parts the good path, perfect in energy, homage to you. Born as Prince Ayodhya, iron house dweller, sick of samsara and driven by detachment, you strove in the practice of bodhicitta and samadhi, perfect in dhyana, homage to you. When through compassion you took a buffalo's body, you bore a monkey's insult and taught some gods, profound dependent rising of cause and effect, you show perfect in wisdom, homage to you. When through love for beings you took a bird's body, you cured a tormented lion and taught some gods the good path that pleases the hungers. O matchless supreme guide to beings, homage to you. Through infinite existences like these, enjoying insatiably like an elephant bathing, difficult deeds for others, you were enlightened. O compassionate teacher, homage to you. Perfector of ocean-like steps of non-attachment, faultlessness, imperturbation, all-inclusion, undistraction, unconfusion, method, power, vow, and wisdom knowledge, homage to you. Mindfulness, efforts, the basis of psychic power, the supreme faculties and the amazing powers, the enlightenment factors and the Arya paths, all these you duly realize, homage to you. In three countless eons completing the 10 stages, to tame the gods you came into Sita, the excellent being known as Svetaketu, you of infinite merits, homage to you. Knowing it was time, you happily entered the womb, were born from the womb, engaged in youthful sports, went forth and lived in practice of austerities, realizer of all benefits, homage to you. Beneath the Bodhi tree, you overcame, with mind of loving kindness, Mara's force. All conquerors of the 10 directions gave you empowerment, O great hero, homage to you. Having won 5 super knowledges by the supreme Vajra-like Samadhi, you gained the unsurpassable awakening, leader of the world, homage to you. Abandoning all stains and their impressions, your wisdom knowledge grew completely full, so you're the whole world's refuge, even the gods, perfect Buddha, homage be to you. You gained the triple kaya, bodies of great bliss and wisdom, with 5 certain features and with elaboration stilled by nature and shown in all forms for others, homage to you. Your body, gleaming like the king of mountains, gives off infinite light just like the sun and shines all around with all the marks and signs, unparalleled protector, homage to you. With true words of Dharma eloquence, of excellent meaning, you proclaim your lion's roar that fears no listener, all detect in 60 qualities, homage be to you. You of the 5 wisdom knowledges, clear, unobstructed, of non-abiding equality, source of virtues, achieving all good for disciples, free of all conflicts, Lord of the world and nirvana, homage to you. Discoverer of all its virtues, worldly disciples of the rhinoceros-like and conquerous children, common and superior, supreme teacher of samsara nirvana, homage to you. Though you are free from all bonds and fetters, by infinite miracles that fulfill your vows, you benefit beings as long as samsara lasts, soul friend of all beings, homage to you. Turning the excellent precious wheel of Dharma, you discipline beings very hard to tame, and 6 disciples in the 3 liberation, possessor of the 10 powers, homage to you. Knowing the season of your disciples' fortune, you entrusted the doctrine to the Aryas and manifested nirvana at Kusinagara, putting an end to sorrow, homage to you. That beings' merits might yet be increased, your remains returned in heaps of relics, serving as bases for the whole world's worship, you whose deeds are ceaseless, homage to you. To the wise produced directly or by transmission, from the true Dharma and teachings of scripture and insight, well taught by that supreme master's teacher, with indivisible faith from my heart I pay homage. To the teacher's statutes granting supreme well-being, books of his well-taught word or commenting on his thought, the sights of his stupas and everything worthy of homage, devoutly I pay homage. To the Buddha jewel, the supreme teacher, the jewel of true Dharma, supreme refuge, and the Sangha jewel, the supreme guides, 3 jewels of refuge, I pay homage. To all the lines of men who in the 3 times have come into the world in the 10 directions, to all of them without exception, I pay homage in faith with body, speech, and mind. By virtue of the vow of Bhadra conduct, in the mental presence of all the conquerors, I make prostration to them all by bowing with bodies as many as atoms of their lands. On 1 atom, Buddhas sit, as many as the atoms amidst their Muda children. As I visualize the Dharma realm, all entirely filled with conquerors. In inexhaustible oceans of their praises, with every sound with an army motion of vocal members, proclaiming the virtues of all the conquerors, I give praise to all the Sugatas. Just as to the Buddha once, Sakra, ruler of gods, offered greeting water, so I shall offer greeting water. Just as the Buddha once, Manukuda, Naga king, offered water for foot washing, so I offer foot wash water. Just as to the Buddha once, goddess of the Ganges, offered golden flowers, I shall offer flowers too. Just as to the Buddha once, Lucky the Boy, incense seller, offered incense, so likewise I shall offer incense too. Just as to the Buddha once, King Suvama Bhuja made offering of light, so too I shall offer light to him. Just as to the Buddha once, Supriya Gandharva King offered perfume, so likewise I shall offer perfume too. Just as to the Buddha once did Anatta Pindada, the householder, offer food, so I too shall offer food. Just as to the Buddha once Amara Priya, the smith, and Nagadangin offered music, I shall offer music too. Lo, an unsurpassed offering, self-arisen, great offering, mirror held by form goddess, form I offer to your eyes. Lo, an unsurpassed offering, self-arisen, great offering, lute held by the sound goddess, sound I offer to your ears. Lo, an unsurpassed offering, self-arisen, great offering, conch held by the scent goddess, scent I offer to your nose. Lo, an unsurpassed offering, self-arisen, great offering, food held by the taste goddess, taste I offer to your tongue. Lo, an unsurpassed offering, self-arisen, great offering, clothes held by the touch goddess, touch I offer to your body. Beaming brilliance to the 10 directions, perfect made of precious gold, this crown to the Shakya's king's head do I offer. May this make the precious doctrine spread, and the 10 directions, great well-being, fill the world, and gods and other beings be crowned with a rank that has 10 powers. Without mental clinging or attachment, I shall offer monks and nuns the 3 robes the guides have praised, staffs and ascetics' bowls, all proper and correct in measure. Though your stainless marks are unobscured, I present in faith a russet banner. Thus may sentient beings vast as space live with the supreme Buddha conduct. Offering goddess decked with ornaments, charming most fair in full pride of youth, giving all joy skilled in song and dance, granting marvelous bliss to all 6 senses. Some that hold assorted bowls of flowers, others filling all parts of sweet incense, holding lamps or perfumes or ambrosia, I give worship with clouds of these offerings. Loving Lord and retinue, please gladly take this far-spread set of offerings, for my merits increase set out here, or imagine and grant me the highest. Goddesses of lute and flute, barrel drum and tambourine, laughter, grace, and song and dance, those of flowers and incense, those of lamps and perfume too, end of mirrors, end of scents, tangibles and thought objects, I create to fill space and offer conquerors and their children, please accept my being safe. Precious wheels made of divine material, thousands spoke their hubs completely round, rims quite smooth and excellent, subduing hostile foes, I offer filling space. Precious jewels rich in essence of azure stone divine, that light the land for a league around us as if night were spotless day, I offer filling space. Precious lakes, comely and good-looking, soft skin, fair complexion, and well-mannered, sweet of scent, attractive and to touch, all when once I offer filling space. Precious ministers with wealth like conquerors, offering pearly lustered golden riches to the sage and patient equable chamberlains, I offer filling space. Precious elephants, all parts well made, standing on the ground like great snow mountains, worthy of a monarch that can travel in the sky, I offer filling space. Precious horses that within a morning can traverse the land in all directions and return their coats like peacock's necks, beautiful, I offer filling space. Precious generals with armies ready, terrifying all the troops of Maras, moving, going, coming from all sides, glorious I offer filling space. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering the 7 precious things of royalty, may the donors become great Dharma kings, ruling the kingdom of unsurpassable Dharma. Just as once the Buddha has srivatsas and whirls of joy, for auspiciousness' sake, so I shall make offering. Just as to the Buddha once great Bhama made offering of a golden wheel with rim, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once lotuses of white were offered, not soiled by a speck of mud, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, Dharma banners were offered, sign of conquering Klesha Mara, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, golden hand of white umbrellas were offered, so I shall offer, please accept them as you will. Just as to the Buddha once was offered a magic pot that accomplished every wish, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once was offered a ripe coiled conch, sounding sweetly everywhere, so shall I make offering. To the Buddha once, clothes with golden fish design were offered, so I shall offer, please accept them as you will. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering the 8 auspicious symbols for the donors in every place, time, and situation, may extensive auspicious signs of prosperity and well-being appear continuing. Just as to the Buddha once, Prabhadara form goddess, offered in the hand of mirror, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, Dhanapala elephant, offered Rokana in hand, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, farmer's daughter Sujata, offered cow's milk curd in hand, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, boy grass seller Svastika, offered Durva grass in hand, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, great Brahma, the supreme god, offered Belchi fruit in hand, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, Sakra, ruler of the gods, offered rightward coiled white conch, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, Brahma Suklajit the lucky, offered minyam in hand, so shall I make offering. Just as to the Buddha once, Vajrapani Guyak lord, gave white mustard seed in hand, so shall I make offering. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering the 8 auspicious things, may extensive prosperity and auspicious signs appear continually in every world. This auspicious face adorned with jewels, full of nectars of the gods I offer. Let this cleanse all stains of deeds and klesha, and soak me in bodhicitta's moisture. By the virtue of my offering drums, may all beings have the Brahmic voice, reach the Buddha's supreme best awakening, turn the ever-wholesome wheel of Dharma, live for eons inconceivable, teach the Dharma for the world's welfare, conquer klesha and cure suffering. May delusion, greed, and hate be quelled. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering drums, may the donors beat the great drum of the Dharma continually. Fine white conches, well coiled to the right, with seal crest and tuneful blare that fills all directions, filling space I offer. May the world win Brahmic voice supreme. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering conches, may the donors blow the conch of the Dharma continually. Parasols with sapphire tips agleam, with 1,000 spokes of spotless gold, round their edge adorned with wreaths of pearls, decked with diverse gems I offer you. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering parasols, may the donors become great kings of the unsurpassable Dharma. Banners of your triumph over opponents, with straight, supple, precious poles that have crescent vajras, jeweled finials, with 3 frills upon which little bells tinkle as they flutter in the breeze, while adorned with triply sinuous grace, these and splendid flags with and without signs of lovely creatures I shall offer. Thanks to the roots of virtue from offering banners and flags, may the donors hoist in the 10 directions the banner of the Dharma, triumph over all opponents and prestigious flags. Countless canopies of priceless cloth to adorn the sky with varied silk, his waving scented with snake's heart, sandalwood and clouds I'll offer you. Conquer, subdue, Mara, and awake. Though their bodies have no filth or thirst, still to make them merit fields for us, these prepared foods and foodstuffs we offer. May the crop of virtue always grow, and I and all may grade as vast as space, the lotus and Sukhavati, enjoy Dharma and Samadhi food. Superb flowers and garlands, instruments of music, unguents, finest parasols, and the best of lamps and excellent insights, with these I make offering to the conquerors. Finest raiment and superb perfume, powdered incense equal to Mount Meru, all the best of most distinguished splendor, with these I make offering to the conquerors. Finest jewels, finest necklace, dazzling, superb canopies divine, and the best of banners and of flags, with these I make offering to the conquerors. Offerings that are vast and supreme, visualized for every conqueror, I, by the power of faith in Bhaja conduct, honor and make offering to all conquerors. From the flowers, those in general, in a race and canopies come right, spreading devised flowers everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the incense that in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse incense everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the perfumes, those in general, in a race and canopies come light, spreading diverse perfumes everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the garlands, those in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse garlands everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the powders, those in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse powders everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the garments, those in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse raiment everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the parasols in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse parasols everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the jewels, those in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse jewels everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the lotuses in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse lotuses everywhere, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the necklaces in general, in a race and canopies comes light, spreading diverse necklaces throughout, honoring noble conquerors and their children. From the banners in a race comes light, filling all conquerors' lands with many banners in a race of diverse kinds, white, red, yellow banners, and some blue ones. Parasols with diverse nets of jewels, hung with silken flags and garlands, tinkling Buddha word from Netta's bells over the tankards I hold. As I give a single conqueror offerings beyond thought from my palms, so I offer to all conquerors as ascetics magic of samadhi. Flowers grown on land or water, not possessed by gods or others, in this or another place I present you chiefs of sages. Every excellent incense tree in this or another place, gods and others marvelous incense I present you chiefs of sages. Life from dazzling noble gems of produced from shining trees, or from suns and moons and so forth, sent out to all parts I offer. Perfume from fine trees, in this or another place, I send out to every region and present you lords of sages. Sending out clothes for the finest offerings, seeds of jewel nature, jewel mountains and so forth, to all regions I'll make offering. Troops most fond of play and pleasure, laughing graceful and so forth, the most joyful anywhere I'll send out to every region. Sources of adornments, clothes and so on, like wish-granting trees, I reciting Vajra mantras offer unto all Buddhas. Generating bodhicitta for all sentient beings' sake, sending it to every region, I'll make offering to all Buddhas. Through my offering, the perfection of giving, may sentient beings all achieve wealth and abundance. May their happiness lack nothing. Let all beings be established in their vows and bodhicitta. I send everywhere the calming of great faults like violence. May the sufferings of malice, fear, and other things be calmed. May yogins and friendless practice dharma selflessly. Let me not reach Buddhahood till samsara meets its end. May all sentient beings too practice with such energy. Let all creatures' great defilements, such as greed, be pacified. Let all beings undistracted be possessed of the five dhyanas. May pure by applying wisdom, great wisdom of Buddha's gnosis, best at cutting suffering, may all beings be pure Buddhas. Fancying myself as many as thrice thousandfold world's atoms, I imagine clouds of offerings and make offering to all Buddhas. Fancying myself as many as thrice thousandfold world's atoms, and with tongues as many too, I recite the Buddha's praises. Matched and firm one with the matchless supreme nature, merciful dispelling of migrators, sufferers, giver of all cities and of endless virtues, with the best, spotless, stable, peerless features. Of your virtues, smallest fraction, there is no measure. They could not be printed in the entire sky. You of unexampled, peerless, endless cities, grant to sentient beings' minds the supreme cities. For the property of ceaseless prayer fulfillment, from the force of every pure compassion born, striving endlessly to benefit migrators, always you reveal your great compassion nature. Though you found the noble state of Sugata, fully perfect, lacking measure or a limit, still your stable conduct of compassion, granting supreme cities to the three realms, will not cease. Lo, you have the best of very excellent natures. Of boon granters, you have gained the highest rank, granting supreme cities to all three realms always. Lord, who comprehends the three times unobstructed, grant me the three supreme pledges, best of cities. Next, combining all the offerings coming from the body, speech, and mind of those self-same yogins, I'll make offering to all Buddhas. Supreme concentrations on emptiness, no dharmas real, signlessness and wishlessness, I shall offer to all Buddhas. Made by force of merit through measure, finest jewel crown of God's materials, coiled up jewel earrings for your earlobes, best neck bangle for the conch-like neck, necklace for your heart's srivasta sign, best protective thread for the upper arms, finest bangles to adorn the wrists, finest rings for fingers joined by webs, ornaments for feet with magic powers, I shall offer conquerors and their children in compassion, please accept for beings. Made by force of merits without measure, precious parasols with golden handles, manners of triumph over foes and morrows, flags of fame to 10 directions waving, decked with lovely silk garlands throughout, pain-removing jewel-handled cowries, canopies that glow with jewel adornments, I shall offer conquerors and their children in compassion, please accept for beings. Made by force of merits without measure, lion's seat for your four fearlessness, other lovely, gorgeous heavenly bedding, round precinct, no comers of defilements, palace square for your full qualities, second story square for world transcendence, moon seat, clear lighted nature bodhicitta, I shall offer conquerors and their children in compassion, please accept for beings. Made by force of merits without measure, finest lotus unsoiled by greed's mud, lute and bells for sound of emptiness, scent of skillful unsoiled aggregates, dharma food that cures defilements, hunger, God's clothes, conscience, and consideration, I shall offer conquerors and their children in compassion, please accept for beings. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, all there is heavenly greeting water, made by magic by the emperor's knowledge, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, all there is a fine and soft light cloth of gold colors, fragrant, nice to touch, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, all the lovely, precious, decorated canopies, most pleasant to be near, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, many colored flags of tufts of heaven, fluttering bravely in the 10 directions, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, precious parasols with golden handles, edges trimmed with well-shaped ornaments, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, precious gem-tipped banners and the flying flags of triumph over Mara foes, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, trees that bear assorted fragrant flowers, pleasing and superb in shape and color, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, all there is of exquisite perfumes, cool, sweet-scented, curing pain on contact, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, surrounding clouds of smoke, heavenly incense, blended well from camphor and so forth, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, precious blazing lamps of heavenly substance, stopping darkness in the 10 directions, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions, worlds, or this one, diverse foods and swastikas and so on, hundred flavored fine in smell and color, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 worlds of this one, all the pleasant music sweet to hear, from 10 kinds of instruments like lutes, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions worlds for this one, all the well-trained dancers and musicians playing joyfully and beautifully, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions worlds for this one, all the best adornments of divine jewels, such as crowns, earrings, and bangles, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions worlds for this one, all the excellent, gorgeous silken ribbons hanging splendidly in every place, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions world or this one, lovely garlands of sweet Malika and of all precious flowers, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions world or this one, palaces adorned with jewel cowries, strings of pearls and crescent moons and gems, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions world or this one, herds of horses, thoroughbred, swift running, triumphing over foes in pleasant places, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the 10 directions world for this one, herds of elephants, the best of mounts, strong, foe-crushing, decked with nets of jewels, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the Ten Directions world or this one, wish-fulfilling cows and other beasts that supply the local people's wants, I shall offer conquerors and their children. In the Ten Directions world or this one, pleasing portals decked with bells and other ornaments set in ten directions, I shall offer conquerors and their children. Next, let further masses of offerings and clouds of pleasant song and music, comforting beings' sufferings, arise. On all jewels of true Dharma, reliquaries and statues, let unceasing rains of jewels, flowers, and so forth descend. Just as Manjugosha and others worship conquerors, so to Lord Tathagatas and their sons I too make offering. I these seas of virtue praise with oceans of hymnic sounds, let clouds of unfailing praise in concert arise to them. Om Vajagran Ahum, mighty golden ground. Om Vajra fence Ahum, the iron fence. In the center is Mount Meru. South Dambuling, west Balangchur, north Drominyen, the subcontinents Luan Lupab, Nyayab and Nyayajen, Yoden and Langchodro, Drominyen and Drominyen Gida, east Precious Mountain, south Wish Granting Tree, west Wish Granting Cow, north Uncultivated Crops, Precious Wheel, Precious Jewel, Precious Queen, Precious Minister, Precious Elephant, Precious Horse, Precious General, Great Treasure Vase, Goddess of Beauty, Goddess of Garlands, Goddess of Song, Goddess of Dance, Goddess of Flowers, Goddess of Incense, Goddess of Light, Goddess of Perfume, Sun, Moon, Precious Pearl, Banner of Victory in all directions. In the center are the most perfect riches of gods and humans, with nothing missing, pure and delightful. To my glorious, holy, and most kind root and lineage group, in particular to the deity host of the peerless King of the Shakyas and their entourage, I shall offer these. Please accept them with compassion for the sake of migrating beings. Having accepted them to me and all sentient beings, please grant every supreme and ordinary city. Greeting water pools from seas of learning, flowers of virtues, incense clouds of morals, lamps of wisdom, perfume lakes of faith, best ambrosial fruits of samadhi, sounding cymbals of melodious praise, raised umbrellas, banners, flags around, of compassion, judgment, and quick wits, decorate my body's storied palace. This I offer, Dharma lotus to you, steadfastly abiding in the broad petal lotus drop amidst my heart. I request with truly longing mind, may it always please the world's gurus, may it always please the kings of Dharma, so that henceforth until Bodhi, your compassion's hook sustain me, I make offering in faith, please accept it and inspire me. This ground anointed with perfume, through the flowers adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, sun and moon, I offer visualization as fruit of Buddhas. May all sentient beings thus enjoy this pure lamb. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. O deity host of the peerless King of the Shakyas and your entourage, you have inconceivable qualities of wisdom, love, and power. So please grant inspiration that my mind may move in the Dharma. Please grant inspiration that the Dharma may progress along the path. Please grant inspiration that no obstacles may arise in the path. Please grant inspiration to stop all perverse ideas. Please grant inspiration that all unperverted ideas may easily grow. Please grant inspiration that the precious doctrine of the conqueror and the second doctrine may spread, flourish, and remain for a long time. Please grant inspiration to increase the life and deeds of the holy beings who uphold the doctrine. Please grant inspiration that teaching and practice may flourish in the host of Sangha communities. Please grant inspiration that the might of the patrons of the doctrine may increase. Please grant inspiration that happiness may come to all sentient beings. Please grant inspiration that all external and internal adverse conditions, such as sickness, famine, and conflict, may be pacified in every will. Please grant inspiration that all good things, favorable conditions such as long life, merits, wealth, power, and prestige, may increase and develop more and more. Please grant inspiration that all beings' rightful aims may be fulfilled as they wish. body actions of three kinds, vocal ones of four kinds too, and three kinds of mental ones, 10 non-virtues I confess, all the 10 unwholesome and 5 immediate deeds I've done through klesha without beginning till the present I confess. Whatever evil deeds I may have done, with body, speech, or likewise with the mind, under the power of greed, hate, and delusion, every one of them do I confess. Whatever merits all conquerors, Buddha children, pratyekas, aryas, training, and past training, and worldly beings have throughout the 10 directions, I rejoice in all of them. All you lights of the world, the 10 directions, who have awakened to body and realized non-attachment, I urge all of you protectors to turn unsurpassable wheel of Dharma. Those who wish to demonstrate nirvana, I request with folded palms to stay for eons as many as the atoms of their lands for all beings' happiness and welfare. Whatever little virtue I have gathered from prostrating, offering, confessing, and rejoicing, urging, and requesting, I dedicate it all towards awakening. Today, before the deity hosts of conqueror Shakyamuni and their retinue here invoked, recollecting the past lives and biography of the Tathagata Shakyamuni, I have with great devotion paid homage and made offering to them, confessed my sins before them, rejoice in virtue, exhorted and make requests to them, and so forth. By the force of whatever of merit I have thus created, and of their power, glory, and inspiration, may the precious doctrine of the conqueror and second conqueror spread and flourish for a long time. May the lifespan and deeds of the holy beings who uphold the doctrine increase and develop more and more. May the activities of teaching and practice in the hosts of Sangha communities flourish more and more like the waxing moon. May the life, merits, wealth, power, and prestige of the patrons of the doctrine develop more and more like the depth of a river in summer. Thanks to their power and ability, may all sentient beings have perfect happiness, and may all their rightful aims be spontaneously fulfilled like fruits of a wish-granting tree. In every world may not even the name occur of any external or internal harm, such as sickness, famine, injury by enemies, or hindering spirits fighting in disputes. May good auspicious signs arise continually, such as rain failing at the right times, crops and livestock always doing well, and mutual concord of ruler and ministers and subjects. May I and all other sentient beings always pass our time solely in wide wholesome activities, such as honoring and worshiping the three jewels while holding them superior, living in the morality of the 10 virtues, teaching and learning about the three collections of scriptures, and practicing the three trainings. Thanks to the power of this, may we never be reborn in the 8 inopportune states, such as the 3 ill destinies, and obtain a succession of excellent human rebirths in which we can follow the good path. In particular, when the time for dying from this life draws near, may an intense faith focus upon the regent, the invincible Lord Maitreya, and his children manifest in us, and dying without the slightest suffering of mind or body, may we take birth miraculously from a precious lotus in Yugachirtsan in Tushita. As soon as we are born there, may we see directly the face of the conqueror, Lord Maitreya, the Bodhisattvas Gaganamala and Venerable Manjushri Garbha, and the many other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and receive any advice and instruction from them. May we understand their meaning correctly and put it into practice, so that the practical paths such as detachment, bodhicitta, and right view arise in our minds at all times. Through this, when the regent, the invincible Lord Maitreya, displays the deeds of the supreme Nimanakaya on earth, may we be born as the first of his retinue, enjoying sacredly the nectar of his holy speech, and receive the prophecy of our highest supreme awakening. May also the roots of virtue to be so dedicated not degenerate in the least through adverse conditions such as anger, but become totally pure causes for whatever desired objects the conquerors of the three times and their children have dedicated or will dedicate roots of virtue towards. I've invoked the deity host of the King of Sages, prostrated, offer, requested to these virtues, let me before the sages, regents Maitreya, enjoy abundance of Mahayana teaching. When above the hill of Buddhagaya rises that king of suns, the Lord Maitreya, may the lotus of my wisdom open and satisfy great swarms of fortunate bees. Then please may the conqueror Maitreya, setting his right hand upon my head, prophesy my highest supreme body and let me win it soon for all beings' sake. To the Lord of the doctrine, the Bhagavan teacher, and hosts of root and lineage, gurus, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, here, pratyekas, protectors, with my three doors I pay homage in great devotion. On this occasion of making homage, offering and request to the deity host, the peerless king of the Shakyas and their retinue, we sentient beings of an evil time, of vile, impure behaviors, because of recklessness and not having things, having made errors and mistakes, such as conduct of body, speech, and mind, that is mingled with defilement, small, pure, and unclean offerings, and inability to perform the rite exactly, we ask the teacher, the king of sages, and the other great compassionate Arya beings to be patient with all this. Will you please think of us compassionately, accept us forgivingly, and consent to grant inspiration so that now and henceforth it may not be an obscuration for us. You do all that's good for beings and grant siddhis in accordance. Please go to your Buddha lands, but come back again later. Greatly compassionate lords, it is good that you benefit us and all sentient beings, but please go miraculously with your retinas to your respective lands. Auspicious verses. Okay. So when every stage, we throw a little bit of the blossom in the air after for each stance, but you have to save. You have to save enough until the end. Save enough until the end. Okay. Possessor of perfection like a golden mountain, a lord of the three worlds who's left the three defilements, a Buddha with eyes resembling full-grown lotus petals, this is the first auspicious good sign for the world. The highest of what he has taught, unshakable, famed in the triple world, honored by gods and humans, the most superior Dharma, calming every being, this is the second auspicious good sign for the world. An excellent Sangha, rich in wealth of righteous learning, an object of worship for gods, men, and asuras, the best assembly, base of conscience and prosperity. This is the third auspicious good sign for the world. Highest, best teacher of greatest of the great Son, Lord of Dharma, conquer. Through your inspiration, quell harmful foes, the maras, and all kinds of hindrance. Day and night, be our auspicious seat of prosperity. Highest, best Dharma of true reality, nectar of true Dharma truths, through your inspiration, free us from faults, let our good collections develop, day and night, be our auspicious seed of prosperity. Sangha, shining splendor of precious qualities, Buddha children, true helpers, through your inspiration, quell our defilements and sufferings, the foes that torment us, day and night, be our auspicious seed of prosperity. Giving charity, keeping of morality, practice of patience, undertaking energy, concentration, realizing true mode of being, let us here and now have the blessings of these six. Living a century, seeing 100 teachers, long life, health, and perfect happiness, expertness in the supreme vehicle, let us here and now have these auspicious things. We'd like to thank our sponsor again, Sandy Mitchell. She was unable to come, and so may she have suspicious of all the merit that has been created here, and may her family have many blessings, and may all their wishes come true. So let's say some dedication prayers. So let's start. Okay. Go to 240. Let's see, 245. In the, go into the gold book. To page 244. In In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then go to the next page, which is long life prayer for Gyumei Khyen Rinpoche Jitsen Losam Dao. The one who mastered his speech at a varying young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatarim, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then go back to that same page. And then one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bounty of a bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Doris doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, save for myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And then go back to that other page. And let's chant the Mi'kmei praise of Lama Tsongkhapa. Mi'kmei Tsewe Chen Chen Rezi Di Me Khen Pe Wang Po Jam Pe Yang Gan Chen Khe Pe Tsu Khen Tsong Ka Pa Lo Sang Da Pe Siam La So Wa Re Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And if anyone would like to finish their day with multiple merits, we now have to return the Gampa to its undecorated state.
And you have to also remember to...
all sorts of offerings to pack up for people who would like to take some blessed offerings.
Nectar, yeah.
It's not so, but it's still holy.